Blessings from the King of Glory. Praise God. I want to minister to you today for a few minutes on what the Word says. Of course, if anybody's telling you something they are saying and trying to use a scripture to back up what they believe, run in Jesus' name. What does the Word say? The Word says that whom the Son, let's just put it in English, whoever Jesus sets free is actually free. They're really free. They're not free in their head. They're not free in their confession. They're really free completely. So when Jesus has set you free, the bondage is gone. It's gone. And it's so amazing. I've experienced this for months and months, even years before, where it's the bondage to sin is just not there. It's like lust isn't there at all. It's weird. It's like I don't even lust after my own wife ever. You know, it's now we have intimacy, but I learned the difference between lust and self-seeking and intimacy and selflessness. You know, God never meant for our sexual relationship with our spouse to be full of lust. He meant it to be intimacy and love. It's totally different. But when the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. Now, this is how we know. That's what John says in 1 John. This is how we know who is of him and who's not. This is how we know. Whoever sins isn't of him. They don't know him. And everybody wants to change it. And they say whoever continues in sin over and over and over, we want to just try to twist it, try to change it, because we're not free. And when we're not free, we're trying to figure out why, and we can't get free. So instead of continuing to pursue him, we come up with a doctrine that says, okay, we're not actually free. It doesn't mean we're actually free. What it means is, you know, we're free on the inside, even though we're not actually free. Whenever you really read the New Testament, you read the epistles, Paul believed in being truly free. As a matter of fact, he says these things so we won't sin. But if what? That's crazy. But if we sin, the doctrine we have today is like, you know, when you sin 45 times a day, you know, but he said, but if we sin, and you get to 1 John and he says, whatsoever is born of God cannot. That's important that we understand that. The seed of God cannot. It's impossible for the life of Jesus to sin. So this is the evidence. It's the evidence of what life we're walking in. That overwhelms us, but listen, there, Jesus Christ will set you free. But he says in the Word, if you will continue in my Word, then you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that'll set you free. You can't get set free by trying to do what you think you're supposed to do. It will not set you free. I tried it many times. I knew I wasn't supposed to watch TV, so I tried not to watch TV, and I didn't watch it for a long time, and then I just went back to it. I knew I wasn't supposed to lust, you know, so I tried not to lust, and shoot, that didn't last more than a week or two at a time, and lust would come back. I'd see a billboard or something, or I was always fighting it, you know, even in dreams and stuff, but I wasn't free. He said, if you continue, so I would try, but I would try and I would try and I would try, but I wasn't free. And then I would confess that I'm free, because I believe that we do confess we're free until we see that manifest, because Jesus has already conquered these things. So I'd say, thank you, Lord, you have defeated sin. Thank you, Lord, you have conquered death. And I believed what he accomplished, but I also continued to follow and listen and follow after him and listen to the Holy Spirit teach the truth about the gospel. And the truth will make you free. A lot of people say the truth will set you free, and that's good, but I like the real version. Said the truth will make you, it'll make you free, man. When you really, really know the truth, it will make you absolutely, totally free. Jesus never struggled with lust while he was walking in the world. Never. He didn't. Why? Because he is the righteousness of God. And whatsoever's born of God, he's the seed of God. My goodness, man, this can turn into 3 hours. Just saying. He is the seed of God. The seed of God. The promises were not to the seeds. The promises aren't to the seeds, it's to the seed of Abraham. Jesus is the seed of God, the only one, the seed. And whatsoever is born of God cannot sin. So the life of Jesus doesn't sin. It never sins. So this shows us what life we're walking in. And it's wonderful to have the battle, really, because God is trying to bring us into the fullness of what He created us for. And the only way that's going to happen is through us being led into all of the truth by the Holy Spirit. Let me give an example of what I'm talking about. One of the things it took God years to get through my thick head is that I have to reject and hate my own life. And the only way, and I always tried to do that, but then it would come back. Give me an example. When I was 19, I came to God. I was so sick of the world. You know, I was coming out of alcohol, drugs, sex, all the junk. And I just threw everything away. I even threw my weights away, my television, everything, all magazines, nothing. I just threw everything away that wasn't God. And I was so free for a long time. All I did is pray and seek the Lord. I ended up praying 5-6 hours a day, seeking the Lord, reading the Word, not because I was supposed to, not because I was trying to so much. It's because I was free. It was amazing. But I wasn't totally free back then, and I didn't know why. I still had that battle with lust. Like in a month or two, it hit me again. Oh, God, please. And I'd beg God, I'd struggle, and I'd try. But compared to what I'd been before, I was super duper free, but there's more. There's more, there's more, there's more. You see, back then I was willing to give up part of Jeff, but I didn't know that there was still a lot of Jeff I wasn't willing to give up yet. I wasn't willing to give up the part of me that wanted success. I wasn't willing to give up the part of me that wanted to be liked and that wanted to be accepted by man. I wasn't willing to give that up. I wanted God to bless me. I wanted God to use me. I wanted God to make me special. But I didn't know that at the time. So over the years, I had to learn that. I had to learn that I was impregnated with worldly desires, not drinking, not drugs, not alcohol, not sex, not porn, not stuff like that. But I wanted success. You know, I wanted to be on the top and not the bottom. I was quoting the scriptures. He'll make me the head, not the tail, and all those kinds of things. So I wasn't totally free, but I was experiencing tremendous freedom compared to where I'd been before because of the truth. But as the years progressed, the Lord revealed more and more and more truth until I really just did not want anything to do with my own life. I didn't want any of its desires. I didn't want to be known. I didn't want to have success. I didn't want to even have stuff at all, because I saw through the truth what it was. The Holy Spirit used pain, He used difficulties, He used trials to show me how worthless, how empty, and how in the state of decay everything here is. I mean, if we want money, friend, we are not free. I'm not saying God's not going to give us money to eat and stuff, but if we want it, we're not free. It's filthy to God. It's absolutely filthy. Now, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We may use that, but we don't want it. And we're content and thankful that we have food and that we have clothing, that God meets our need, and we're seeking His kingdom, His righteousness. And so the more I understood what Jeff was, the more I was willing to say, Lord, I don't want any part of me. And now, friend, oh my goodness, you may not even believe it, but whenever you really begin to walk with Him and you deny yourself and you reject yourself and you don't want anything at all anymore, and you enter in to fully walking in this life moment by moment, it is absolutely insanely free. It's crazy. I don't want to talk about myself, but when you do it, lust is gone. The Bible said all who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with all of its lust and all of its affections. And I used to quote that scripture, and then I think, well, that means inordinate lust, because the Bible talks about inordinate lust, you know. And I thought, you know, inordinate lust. But sometimes the word lust there is just wantonness. It's wanting something. So there are things that we can want that are not bad lust. For example, we want the kingdom of God. And you could actually say, if you see the Greek word, that you're lusting after the kingdom. But we use the word lust in a negative sense. So when the Bible talks about inordinate lust, I would use that scripture and say, well, that means you're not supposed to lust after other people's spouse, or you're not supposed to lust after the internet or whatever, but you lust after your own spouse, you know. And so my marriage bed, and I know people are going to say, well, the marriage bed's undefiled. Listen, you can bring some junk into your marriage bed. That's not what he was talking about. What he's talking about is it's not sin to have relations with your wife. But you can certainly bring your sinful self into that situation full of lust. And it's not love, and it's not intimacy. And basically, I hate to be crude, but you're just masturbating with another person. You're using them to satisfy your lust. And that is not the life of Jesus Christ. It's not. The life of Jesus is intimate. The life of Jesus is selfless. The life of Jesus is love. It doesn't mean when you're walking in him, you won't have any relations with your spouse. But friend, I guarantee you, it will be radically and drastically different than the way Adam perceives it and the way Adam does it. Now, you don't have to do this. People hear me, they want to turn it off right away because they think, he's telling me I can't watch TV. He's telling me I can't even have sex with my dang spouse. He's telling me this. He's telling me that. And that's the flesh, friend. That's the flesh. I'm not telling you can produce any of this. You can't produce a single bit of it. The only way you're ever going to be free is continue in his word. Just keep going and believe what it says. And the more you believe what it says and get the junk out of your head that you've been told by preachers who twist it and connive, the more that you enter into the freedom, the more you enter into the true freedom, whom the Son sets free is free indeed, my friend. They are free every moment. They are free every second. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't try to come back. It doesn't mean that temptation doesn't try to come to get you back into the law or to get you back into compromises. But when you be really learn through pain and through trials and through troubles, man, you stop going back there. Why? Because you know the truth. Not because you're trying, because you know the truth. You know the truth. Nobody's going to put their hand in a fire. Why? Because they know the truth. They know it's going to hurt. And so the more you know the truth, the more free you'll be. And whom the Son sets free, my friend, is truly and genuinely free. This is how we know who's of God and who's not. Whoever continues to sin doesn't know him. Amen. That's what the word said. 1 John, whatsoever's born of God cannot sin. If we're walking in the life of Jesus, it doesn't sin. Now, let me close with this. If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. If we sin, and many of us do continually, and yes, he'll forgive you a million times if you ask, because you're on a journey. But his desire is not to just forgive you till you get sin, till you get to heaven. His desire is to deliver you. You want to be delivered. He wants you to be free. He wants you to have the joy of the Lord and the peace of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we walk in the fear of the Lord, the coming wrath, and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. He comforts us and leads us to hide in Jesus. For you died, and your life is hidden with God in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And the more you believe what he's accomplished and confess what he's accomplished, the more the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. And I guarantee you, the truth will set you free. And when it sets you free, it will set you free indeed, friend. It's not a faith confession. It's real. It's genuine. You are absolutely free. And oh my God, how wonderful it is. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.